Mesechet Marikatan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Ein Karin v'lo Cholten v'ein Mavrim el Kredos HaMeis. It's usher to do Kriya on a Meis, except for the Krovah of the Meis. Who are the Krovah? The mother, the father, the son, the daughter, the brother, the sister, and the wife. Anybody else is usher to do Kriya on Chol HaMoed, unless the person who died is a Talmid Chacham, or Adam Kasher, and a Tzadik, and everybody's Mechuy to do Kriya. Or somebody who's standing next to the Meis at the time he died, he's also Mechuy to do Kriya. But for everybody else, it's usher. So too, Lo Cholten, to rip the clothes by the shoulder is usher, unless your Karv Shel Meis, Vein Mavrim. The minig is that the first meal that an Avol eats, people bring him out the food to the Rechov HaShoir, that's usher, on Chol HaMoed, except for the Krovim. And even for the Krovim, they're not allowed to bring out the food outside in the street, they have to bring it inside. Ein Mavrim Ella Amitas Kufa. When they bring the Sudas Havar, when the Avol eats it, he must be sitting on an upright bed, as opposed to normally, when the Avol eats a meal, he sits on a low stool. Ve'ein Moilichen Lebeis HaAvol Lo B'Tavla V'Lo B'Isketula V'Lo B'Kanoin Ela B'Salon. When they bring the Sudas Havar to the Meis, this is even during the year. They can't bring it in a fancy basket, ball, or plate. Ela B'Salon, in a simple basket, so as Aniyim, who cannot bring it in fancy baskets, shouldn't be embarrassed. Vein oimrim berchas aveilim b'moed. It's usher to say the berchas aveilim on Chol HaMoed, which is that normally, after the Meis was buried, they would go out to the Rechov HaShoir and they would say a bracha to the aveilim. This is usher on Chol HaMoed. Avo oimrim b'shura. They could stand in line in Menachemin. They could say tesnachin to the avo, or parchin to the rabbim, and after that, they let the rabbim go home and be noeg the simchas yontif. Mesechet Marikatan, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chet. Ein manichin et amita b'rechov, shelo lahargo et hester. You're not allowed to bring out the mace to the rechov on Chol HaMoed in order that people shouldn't start saying espedim, as it is also to say espedim on Chol HaMoed. V'lo shel nashim la'olam im ne'akav. And the mita of a woman you're not allowed to bring out to the rechov even during the year, because it's not covered, like it says in the pasuk, v'atamah shel Miriam, v'ati kaver shel, and the chachamim learn out from there, samach l'mita k'fura. When a woman died right away, you have to bury her. Nashim b'moed ma'anois avalomitapos. Women on Chol HaMoed, they could wail over a mate, but they can't clap their hands in mourning. Rabbi Shmuel Imra ha'smuchos l'mita mitapos. Rabbi Shmuel says that for those that are close to the maid, they're allowed to clap their hands in mourning.